to the book of Colossians. I informed everybody except for my song leader of what I was about to do. Anyway, Colossians. The book of Colossians, chapter 3. That's not too far before Revelation. Got you, didn't it? Colossians chapter 3, let's all stand in reverence to God's Word if you can. Colossians chapter 3, verse 18, wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, not be bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Let's bow. Our most kind and gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we do thank you for all you do for us. We thank you, Lord, for the many blessings you give us. We ask, Lord, that you be with us here this morning as we bring your word and preach your word. Ask you to lay on my heart and my tongue the words that you would have me to say. Bring back what I've studied. Lord, if there's anyone in the sound of my voice that does not know you as Lord and Savior, that, Lord, today they would sweetly be saved. And we thank you for that. Ask, Lord, in a special way that you be with each father here that's represented here in their families. Lord, bless them. Put a hedge of protection about them. We thank you for them, that they are willing, Lord, to be in your house. And Lord, we thank you for it. Hide me behind that cross. It's nothing to do with me. It's all about Jesus. And in his name I pray. Amen. You may be seated. Sister Deb, if you would come up here.
Jesus, you love me. Amen.
Thank you very much. 18.5 million children grow up with no father in the United States. 80% of single parents' homes are led by mothers. This puts the U.S., and this ain't nothing to brag on, it leads the world in fatherless homes. That's sad. 85% of fatherless children have behavioral problems. 70% are involved in alcohol and drug-related activities. Children without a father are 9 times more likely to drop out of school, and 90% of those are runaways from fatherless homes. This part of the spiritual warfare that is going on is destroying homes, families, communities, and really our nation. Homes need fathers.
Amen?
But not just living in the home, not just a father living in the home, but fathering in the home as well. It's one thing to have somebody in the home as a father figure, but they need to be fathering in that home. But mothers need to be moms, not running the home, but helping fathers in their role as head of the home. Amen? Now, there's a lot being said today about children's rights. The rights children have. And I'll agree, they do have rights. Children do have rights. One of them is the right to be born and not murdered. What we're seeing in today's world is disgusting, and that's putting it lightly. I'd rather not say the thoughts. But I think it's California, if they pass, or maybe they did get it passed, their new deal, why everything's been going on, they can actually deliver them and kill them right then and there. Let me tell you something. That is murder. There's no other way to look at that. It is flat out murder. It's murder from day one of an abortion. But a person that will look at a little baby face to face and murder it, that person's a reprobate. And they deserve one thing, and that's death.
Amen.
Death penalty, they ought to be capital punishment for doctors who allow abortion. For politicians that push abortion, there ought to be the death penalty. That's exactly what they should have done. They may shut me down on Facebook over that one, but they'll get over it. Listen, Satan is having a heyday with his spiritual warfare, and he's winning lots of battles. Another right that a child has is to be born into a dedicated Christian home where they will be raised in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. Discipline, nurture, discipline, chastisement, educational training, admonition, mild rebuke and warning. They have a right to be born into that. Too many moms and dads aren't doing that, which is because of that, children are not getting that right that they do deserve. They have a right to have godly parents who will teach them the Word of God and discipline them in love. Children have rights, but they also have responsibilities. Now let me back up a little bit. Who all in here is a child? That one is. Raise your hand, Freddie. Freddie is. We're all a child of God. Amen. You see, we need to understand that we're not just here because, well, we're 10 years old, so we're a child. If you take it a step further, we're a child of God. So children have rights, but they also have responsibilities. And their foremost responsibility is to obey. Now, these guys, you need to obey your parents, your grandparents. Really, you ought to. We'll even get into that in a minute. But we ought to be, as children of God, obeying God. Amen? I think so. I believe that's what the Bible tells us. Now, children, as we think of them, our little grandkids and our children, they are to obey according to what Colossians says, verse 20, children, obey your parents in all things. In all things. Look up here at me. In all things. Not just what makes you happy. But in all things. Take your trash out. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. I'm still, yes, sir, yes, ma'am. I know they don't teach that much anymore, and that's their business. I think that was a mess up on people's part when they dropped that. But they ought to. Don't say, well, why or when should I? It should be yes, sir, no, sir, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, and do it. That's the way it ought to be. And not just what pleases you. Oh, let's get ready and go swimming. They all jump for that one. Let's get ready and go get some ice cream. Ooh, yeah, where are we going? But do your homework. Okay, I wanted to watch a TV show. No, just do your homework. That's what you ought to be doing. Obey by your parents. Pay attention in church. We ought to be paying attention in church. But that goes for even us big kids. We need to be paying attention in church. Because it's important. That even brings this. Honey, do you think we ought to go to church this morning? I don't know. No. Honey, we're going to church. Be sure you're ready because we got a certain time to go. It ought to be that way. Brother Larry brought up something really good this morning, he said it in Sunday school, and I'm going to have to paraphrase it. But I don't think, I'm going to be on agreement with him, which I believe is agreement with the Bible. I've talked to a lot of Christians that'll tell me, oh, I've got it right with God, but they don't darken the door of a church. I'll just be up front with you. You ain't got it right with God. Your heart ain't right with God. Oh, me or amen. I got one amen. All these that I do here on Facebook, some of them can't get out and come to church. I get that. That's one reason I do it on Facebook. They're shut-ins and they're able to be involved in the service. But there's some of them, and I'll go ahead and tell you, and if you want to, you can turn it off, but I'll go ahead and tell you that if you should have been in church, why are you not?
There you go. Amen.
Facebook ain't church.
Amen.
That's a good place to go and listen if you've already been to church, but don't use it as church. Because that's not giving the Lord Jesus honor, and that's who we ought to be giving our honor to. Praise, glory, and honor ought to go to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, there's a lot of people that'll just, well, you know, I just can't find a good church. You ain't looked.
Amen.
There's a good church out there. And, well, you know, they're all hypocrites. Well, don't go, because you'll mess it up. You're going to make it even worse. You know, the ones I get a kick out of, well, we just don't get out and go to church anymore, but they go to Walmart. Maybe I'll teach Walmart a lesson. They'd be closed on Sunday if we all decided not to go to Walmart no more. never mind, I won't get into the gas. You see, this spiritual welfare is a real problem. Warfare is a real problem in our world, and we need to be taking the roles, fathers, we need to be taking the roles in the home. Not the mom. Mom ought not to get up today and say, hey, are we going to church? Dads ought to get up and say, hey, get ready for church, because that's where we're going. It ought to be that way, but it's not. Children ought to obey. We ought to be obeying. But now, going back to the little guys here in the church, the child who does not learn to obey their parents is not likely to grow up obeying any authority. That's a fact. I could ask some of the people here that's been in law enforcement, there's several here, I could ask them how many children have they run across, when I mean children, I'm going to say 21 down, had the respect that you had for a police officer when you were their age. You don't run by many of them because they ain't taught to obey in the home. You see, the child that doesn't learn to obey their parents is not likely to grow up obeying any authority. They will, and they do, defy teachers at school. Oh, hang on. They do. I have seen, I won't get into it too much. I know a person that was teaching at a Christian school, and the teacher bowed up into this man's face. I mean, the student bowed up into this man's face before he thought about who he was grabbing and the age difference, which this individual at the time this happened was in his 60s, grabbed this kid and picked him up against the wall, who was about 14, and said, you will have respect for me. Well, needless to say, he didn't teach her anymore, because mom and dad got mad about it. You see, they don't have the respect of the teachers. They won't have any respect of police officers. They won't have any respect of employers or anyone else who tries to exercise authority over them. They will not have it. You take a person that was raised with no authority level whatsoever, and they are not going to exercise it on the outside of the home. If they'll bow up at mom, or if they'll bow up at dad, they'll bow up at anybody else. Tell me something. How in the world are they going to respect God and look at Him as authority and they can't even see? Ain't going to happen. It's not. It's not going to happen. It's sad, and it's one reason that our prisons up at Indian Spring and other places have got people in there. Well, they're adults. That's right. But why do you think prisons are full? It ain't just because of, well, they just turned out to be bad people. No, they weren't taught to start with. Listen, I was taught to have respect for the law. I was taught to have respect for my teachers. I was taught to have respect for the pastor. I was taught to have respect for any adult, anybody that was older than me. I had respect for them whether I liked them or not. But dads ain't doing that no more. And a lot of times, moms get in the way. Because dad would tear their hind end up, but mom's like, oh no, we'll just talk to them. Talking don't do no good. It doesn't. That's why in the Bible it mentions disciplinary actions. I won't quote it, but it says in there, the blueness of a wound. It drives the foolishness away. Listen, it'll go away. You ever had a bruise?
Amen.
They go away. They do.
I fell off the ladder the other day. My back had bruises all over my arm, all over my back. They were pretty much all gone now.
You see, the deal is they took discipline out of the homes. And I'll say, well, the government scared them about discipline. Okay, I got that. But I'm going to blame it on mom and dad. Listen, when I was raising my children, I had somebody one time, my daughter run into a door. Still got the scar. Turned out to be a cute little dimple. My wife, she run into the little place where you close the door and it latches. She's just the perfect height. Bam! She was bad about that anyway. You know, she's walking along, hey, how you pop? You know, it's like, well, she run into it, oh, black eye. I mean, she looked bad. We're in a store, and some idiot accused me, basically. Oh, excuse me, I was supposed to say it. Some inane person basically accused me and my wife of child abuse. Well, you know, they could call out social services. I said, send them out. If they want to know where the black eye is, I'll come on. Listen, I didn't beat my child. But the point was that the government, sure, they were willing to take away children, and there were some that were taken away. But that didn't stop me from disciplining my kids. My kids? I promise you, they knew what the sound of a belt clearing the loops were. Oh, and if they heard that, it's too late. And it didn't matter what mom thought. Of course, I had to brag on my mom. I mean, on my wife. She sat back. And then if she disagreed with me, we talked about it later. But hey, too many moms get in the way of dads. I hate to say it. Here's the problem with authority. It's a breakdown in our authority in our society really reflects the breakdown of authority in the home. For one reason, no dads. And no dads at home. And what dads are, some of them that are there are deadbeats. Some of them that are there, they've allowed the government to say, oh no, you can't do this. Sad. Some of them, mom is wearing the pants in the house. That ought not to be. That ain't what the Bible told us. Shouldn't be that way. You see, parents don't make... Do this. Verse 21, fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. I always thought, don't provoke them to anger. Well, honestly, don't make rules and regulations that you couldn't have kept yourself. Do you know that came down the line from the Jews? They started laying all this on these people, and they were trying to keep up with it and couldn't. And they threw all this on the church in Galatia. They're saying, well, you can be saved, but you've got to do this, this, and this, all these Jewish holidays and junk. And they brought it to Peter and them in Jerusalem. The Apostle Paul did. And Peter stood up and said, I think it was Peter. It was either him or James. I think it was Peter, though. Stood up and said, hey, why should we put on them what we couldn't even keep? They're Gentiles. The Jews couldn't even keep the law. Remember that in your home. Don't make it so hard on kids that they get discouraged. Now, you got to discipline kids. I'll agree with that. But you got to give them a little leeway or you're going to have a problem. You know, when I was breaking and training horses for years, we had what we called give and take. You didn't get on a horse and just hold it. And then when you wanted to move, you eased up just a little bit. You didn't do that. You gave. If you got too stupid, not a line, you pulled up. But you gave back. You pull up. You give. It's the same way raising kids. You know, don't do that. Don't do this. But they also got to have some things they do. You can't hold such a tight rein on them that when you, if you ever do let them go, when they do get away,
They run like an idiot. It's like, no. It's a give and take. And you got to pray and ask the Lord, how should we possibly be raising our children?
The Bible tells you. And dads ought to be reading and studying the Word of God to figure out, how should I do this? How should my household be? The Lord doesn't make it really hard for us. We just got to read it. You see, for the most part, children don't create problems. They really don't. Children really don't create a problem. Most of the time when you see a child acting up, the one laying down in Walmart pitching a fit, I call them Walmart kids. They got them at Costco too. But they're laying there, they're, and the mom just walks off because she feels stupid. They're revealing a problem. They're not creating a problem. They're revealing a problem that's already there. The prisons are full of kids that they're revealing the problem that came from the home to start with. Because there's nobody else to blame it on. Whenever the mom had the child, and dad and mom, if they were together, took the kid home. Oh, they're so sweet. And then as they grow up, oh, isn't it cute? And they'll slap them. Oh, isn't it cute? Listen, ding back. You tear them up. They need to understand you don't do that. They got to get that through their head. They're learning, and we're allowing it to take place. That's what happens in the homes, and that's why children have problems, is because they're revealing the problem they had at home. It all starts with mom and dad. And when it all boils down to it, guess what, dads? It's all going to be laid in your lap one day. Not your wife. You're the head of the household, or should be. And the Lord holds you responsible. Right. Mm. There's going to be a lot of dads up there going to be going like, no, there ain't nothing to say. They had a responsibility and they failed it. And that's the reason we got children running the way they're running now. You see, parents who cannot discipline themselves should not be and cannot discipline their children. If we can't discipline ourselves, how in the world are we supposed to discipline the children? We can't do it, not with a good conscience, not with a good heart. We can't do that. You see, if a father and a mother are not under authority themselves, they can't really exercise authority over anybody else. Guess who my authority is? My authority is the Lord Jesus Christ. Whether we believe it or not. I didn't want anything to do with authority. The second I got away from my dad, it was like, I got it made. Listen, the cops wrote me out so many tickets, all jokes aside, I could cover, and you can ask my wife if I'm lying, within a year's time, I could have covered this entire wall about as high as that nap is with tickets. I had 3 driver's licenses. Because when they took one, I had to have another one. You can't do that anymore. I had a problem with authority level. The military kind of showed me different. But God showed me what it was all about. I'm not under any authority now. I'm out from under dad. I can do my thing. But then the Lord let me realize, no. The reason you were under that authority level is so you'll accept this authority level now. Took me a bit. I was hard-headed.
Amen.
Amen. But I come to figure it out. Okay, I got it. Now when a cop stops me, I just smile. Yeah, I know I was wrong. Here's my license and my insurance. They're just doing their job. And they don't have a very good job. You see, it is only as parents submit to each other and to the Lord that they can exercise proper balance, spiritual and physical authority over their children. There is no other way to look at it. When we submit to each other as parents, mom and dad,
and the wife got her proper place, the husband had his proper place, and they submit to each other, and they submitting to God, they can raise their children the way they ought to be raised.
Go to Luke chapter 6. And this is the last thing. Luke chapter 6. Not too far past Genesis. Luke chapter 6. Verse 46. He says, "Why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say?" Why do we want to say, "Oh, Jesus is Lord of my life"? Really? Are we doing what He says? Oh, and you might say, "Well, Pastor, you're preaching to the choir because we're here." Well, that's true, and to a point. But are we living the way we ought to outside of church? Are we doing what we ought to be doing? Are we really letting the Lord be Lord of our lives, even when we're not in church? That's a good question. You see, it's one thing to be a Christian at 10 a.m. Sunday morning, and you push that all the way up to maybe noon, 12:30. Then you go home, and then you can kind of relax, go back to where you were. And then, now, 6 o'clock service tonight, if you show it to it, well, we can do that from 6 to 7. But now, come Monday, by gosh, I'm going to go right back to where I was at. I'm cool. I got a image to keep. We should be calling Him Lord all the time. He says, "Lord, Lord, why do you call me Lord and do not the things which I say?" So my question is, Mom, are you obeying in the Lord? Is your husband the spiritual leader and head of the home? Or maybe I should put it this way, are you allowing him to be? Dad, what about it? Is Jesus truly Lord of your life? Are you the spiritual leader in your home? Are you and your wife building on the proper foundation? See, that's questions that we need to ask ourselves, and honestly, we need to ask ourselves on a daily basis as a father. Am I where the Lord wants me to be? Am I truly saying, "Lord, Lord," and not just lip service? Am I truly saying, "Lord, Lord," and my wife's in her place? Now, I want to get this straight. No way, form, or fashion is she less than I am. None whatsoever. Was it when we were raising children, and isn't now that my children are gone. My wife is on the same level as me. God placed the husband head of the household. She is to submit to me, but that's not in a slavery deal. That's not in me dictating my wife. That's me and her together having a godly home. Dads, let me ask you a question. Do you take time to pray with your wife? Do you take time to read the Bible with your wife? If you got children at home, are you taking time to let your children see that you pray to the Lord Jesus Christ, that you take time to read your Bible? We should be. Look at verse 47. "Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them, I will show you to whom he's like." If we say, we call him Lord, Lord, and we do what he says do, this is what we're like. He's like a man which built an house and digged deep and laid the foundations on a rock. And when the flood arose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. Listen, if we build on the Lord Jesus Christ, we keep our homes in that order as the Lord laid it out, there's going to be storms. You're going to have spiritual battles. Satan is not going to leave you alone. Count on it. He didn't leave the Lord alone. He didn't leave David alone. What makes you think He's going to leave you alone? He's not going to leave you alone. But I promise you on the Word of God that if you've got the Lord standing for you and backing you up, you'll be able to withstand the hurricane and whatever else comes along. But if you don't, you're going to be like the next dude. He built his house on sand. Oh, this looks good. He didn't dig down in the rock. He just built it on here. And when the first little old storm came along, it all fell apart. Ended up in divorce court. And ended up your child decides they want to divorce you as your parent. And all kind of junk comes down the pipe because he didn't build on the foundation of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, I'm going to be up front with you. If you raising your child or your grandkids are seeing the way that you live and you've got it down pat, you're living for the Lord, does that mean they're going to be perfect every day of their life? No. But the Bible does say if you train up a child the way they should go, when he's old, he won't depart from it.
Amen.
Listen, I was raised up in church. Most of my life, I was a drug kid when I was their age. I got drugged to church. Listen, I couldn't care less about being in church. I was in church one night. We had some singer come in. We're back there, me and some boys. We're on the back row. And we're just kind of goofing off. We ain't listening to this guy. He's singing, and he'd preach a while. And he spoke just to sing. He decided he'd sing and then he'd preach. And then he'd sing and he'd preach. And we're back there getting bored. It's been going on over an hour. And we're thinking, you know, it's summertime. We need to go. Well, somebody laughed. Somebody done something stupid. And it was during the invitation. Wrong. But we just kind of all chuckled back there. The guy all of a sudden stops and, in the name of Jesus, he's casting devils out of me and my buddies back there. And I'm thinking, and boy, when I got to look for my dad, oh, that wasn't good. But listen, children are going to be children. They're going to mess up sometimes, but we have got to set the example. My dad set a good example for me. Was he a perfect Christian? No, he wasn't. But he brought me up in a Christian home. The minute I got to where I didn't have to go to church, I didn't. And by the way, that was when I was out from under him. But I went through a number of years, didn't want anything to do with church. But finally, when it was all hitting the fan, I realized, I'm like, now I know why Dad brought me up in church. Because I know who to turn to.
Amen.
And I turned to God, and hey, it's been good ever since. That's why it's important for us to bring up our children in the admonition, nurture and admonition of the Lord. They need to understand that. Are they going to live a perfect life? No, they're going to take some bad exits. Is it our fault if they do? No, but it's your fault if you don't remind them. I still remind my kids. My youngest is, what's she, 43? No. Yeah, she's 40 now. Oh, she's old. I still remind her, hello. I'm supposed to. Do you know who was it? Eli? Eli didn't remind his son that he was messing up. And guess what? He fell over and broke his neck because God said, I'm done with you. He should have corrected his children. Yeah. Oh, they weren't children. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Look, Jesse, Jimmy, and Mary will always be my children as long as I'm on the face of this earth. And they're my responsibility. And when I know one is messing up, oh, there ain't a whole lot I can do. I can't turn them over my knee and tear their hind end up no more. But I can tell them, you button with your own head, you're going to get sore. This is what the Lord says. Now, they can take it or leave it. That's their business. But it's my business to remind them. The Lord still reminds me of lots of things. My dad, to this day, he's 86 years old. Still my hero. Although I could pick him up and walk off with him.
But if he tells me something, I listen to what he tells me. Do I have to heed to it? No. That's my business. But I still listen to my dad. I still respect him. I still have honor for him because he was my dad. Was he the perfect person in the world? No. But he did the best with me. He knew how. That's what we've got to do with our children. And if we'll do that, God will honor them. God will bless them for that. God will bless us for that. When I finally surrendered my life to the Lord, I had an uncle that was alive at that time. He came to my dad and he said, "Well, you don't have to worry about him no more, JC." He said, "He'll be all right now." And that's true. My dad ain't had to worry about me anymore since then. Because I submitted and Jesus really, truly became Lord of my life.
Amen.
Do I live a perfect life now? No. The Lord reminds me of that sometimes too. He's like, hello, that wasn't smart. Dads, make sure that you are the spiritual leader of your home. And that even means after your kids are gone, that job doesn't quit. You're still the spiritual leader of your home. Your wife shouldn't have to get up on Sunday morning and say, "Honey, are you going to church with me?" No. It ought to just be a given. That's where we're going to be. Because honestly, that's the only way I can say I'm honoring the Lord Jesus Christ and my heart's right with Him is if I'm in church. Because Jesus died for the church, did He not? Acts 20:28 said that He shed His blood for the church. That's where we ought to be. Amen.
Amen.
Let's stand.